we call that traveling music. Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable. On Thursdays, the media project tapes right before this show, so they had to clear out that studio, get into this studio. So now we're all seated and ready to go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. We have a very busy program for you. We're excited. We've got a lot to talk about, and we're rip-raring ready to go. We have a wonderful panel and a wonderful audience, and who cares about the rain? We'll deal with that. Let's get started. Let me introduce everybody. Well, then we'll give you the update as far as the lockbox, and then we will start in. We always welcome your letters, panel at WAMC.org. Investigative journalist Rosemary Armeo is here. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. Ready
to go.
Are
you invigorated
yes.
after the media project?
It was a very good media project this week, yes.
Excellent. Would you agree with that, Ira Fussell?
I would. And in the other studio, I was sitting in the Danny DeVito chair, and now I'm
standing.
And now I feel like I'm Tommy Toon or somebody who's about 8 feet tall. But at any rate, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Siena College professor of comparative politics, Vera Acarius-Kelly. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
How are you? And communications consultant, Teresa Bourgeois. Good morning, hey. Teresa. How are you?
Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us. Welcome. All right. Alan Chartok is here as well. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, Big Joe.
How is all? I'm going to put this right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You're always good about that.
And so where are we? What are we doing? What's happening?
Okay. Here's the deal, everybody. We got to keep WAMC going and doing its work. And we know how impressive that is and how important it is, especially in the age of Trump. We now have raised $540,651. That's a lot of money.
Yikers.
Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we can get to $700,000, we'll have a one-day fund drive. I guarantee you that. If we can get to $700,000, we will have a one-day fund drive.
By 9:30?
Yes.
As my mother might say, Ira, that wasn't helpful. So
I thought it was going to speed things along.
Well, you thought wrong. So anyway, we need to make about $60,000 today if we're going to do it.
So mm-hmm. like 40 this month?
Yeah, 40 this morning would do it, and
yep.
20 this afternoon.
Yep.
We'll be up to 600,000, and then we'll raise the other 100,000 Friday, Saturday,
now,
and Sunday.
That means we have 76 minutes to make $40,000. Now, how in the world are we going to do that?
It's going to be because, as we know, the whoosh factor is being employed right now. And that whoosh factor is what happens in the sink when you pull a plug and nothing happens except a little tiny thing. And then towards the end, at the very end, you get whoosh, and it all comes down. And that's happening right now. I can feel it in my bones.
Do we have anything to help us along?
We do. We do. We have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful listener who has always been with us and who hears it. You know, I go on in the morning, I say, I hope somebody will do something today to encourage others because it really works. Well, our friend Emily Fisher has put up a $10,000 challenge.
Jeepers.
$10,000. I called, I know her like a book. She is so great. She's always there at the right moment. She says, if you can make that $40,000, but it's going to take everything everybody can do. If you can make that $40,000 in the next hour and a half, I will give you $10,000. That will go a long way to helping us reach the $60,000 goal by today. Joe, it's doable. We know it's doable.
We have done it before.
Yeah. We did it last Thursday.
We would love to do it again. And we didn't have a $10,000 challenge last time.
No,
so.
It's $40,000. It's the end. The fund drive starts on Monday. Today, Rudy Giuliani, a fourth associate, is being arrested by the FBI. The entire Giuliani question is open as to whether or not he himself will be indicted. And that will be some story. We can't afford to turn around and say we love our fund drives because we do. We love the interaction of the fund drive and we love talking to everybody. But this time, when the United States is under the pressure of a would-be despot taking over, I think we have to understand that if you believe what I'm saying, if you shake your fist at the television, it is time to go to a phone and dial 1-800-323-9262 and show that passion. 1-800-323-9262. you know what? Everybody's saying to me, there's nothing I can do, I feel, but there is something you can do. You can keep this radio station going. You can keep it alive. You can do everything you can to make it function. And I'm depending on everybody to say, instead of shaking my fist at the television, I am going to put something, whether it's $5 or $1,000, or as Emily Fisher just did, $10,000 into the lockbox. Let's go, everybody. 1-800-323-9262.
$39,349 is what is between us and making the goal of $10,000 and getting $580,000 in the lockbox.
Put another way, Joe.
Yes.
That's 390 people.
Yep.
At $100 each. Is
now,
it too much to keep that radio station going for $100?
Now, think of this just as far as a growth opportunity. We know that hundreds of thousands of people listen to us every day. We know that. We also know that, on average, about 10% of the people who listen give. Right?
About 10% of the people give in... We're talking about... Yes. Because we know how many people are listening, as
right.
you just said.
Yeah.
500,000 people are listening every month.
So my point being, out of 300 and to find 390 people out of that 500,000, well, come on.
Well, it comes. Your point is well taken, but it does come down to what everybody is thinking.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many people are saying to me, I feel so frustrated, I can't do a thing, this is just happening, the guy's going to get reelected. They say things like that to me.
No, and that's I'm, Rosemary.
And I'm just simply saying, hey, folks, this is Alan, and it's your radio station. You made it. You built it. Right, Teresa?
Absolutely.
Well, let's make it so then, shall we?
Yeah.
All right.
Cup of coffee a week. Give it up so you can have your radio station.
You've always said it, and you have always been right.
All right. Here we go. $39,000 to go. It's a haul. It's a hike. Let's do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Now that I've introduced everybody, let me remind you, you can get in on the conversation. Panel at WAMC.org. Panel at WAMC.org. So let us go to the news. There is a lot of it. You may know this. there's a lot happening in our world. So it's always a matter of where to begin. But we are going to go with the serious story, which, so the president lashed out on Syria as Republicans rebuke him in a House vote. President Trump again defends his decision to withdraw American troops, an order that many, including Republicans, have interpreted as acquiescing to Turkey's incursion against a United States ally. Lindsey Graham spoke out very forcefully yesterday. And meanwhile, and a term I hate, but I'll use it, is the president doubled down on his decision, or whatever it was, his decision to do this, generating withering criticism from Republicans. Then there was the clash with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer yesterday, especially with Nancy Pelosi. Then there was also the letter that the president, the harsh letter that he sent out, which
unpresidential, third grade,
was a very, as someone on Morning Joe said this morning, was just tweets in a letter form. But okay,
he did get the capitalization right in the letter.
That was the person who was dictated to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the person.
But think about all the staff around him who, you know, no one stopped that.
Crazy.
I don't know what to say except for to stay professional. This is a moment of a national security crisis. This letter alone demonstrates an unparalleled level of
incompetence, ineptitude,
lack of curiosity in diplomatic practice. It is ridiculing the position of the State Department in the world. And Trump is, in essence, incapable, unwilling to understand or engage with the complexity of a global world in which what he considers a minor decision have enormous consequences. President Trump has blood on his hands. I don't know how else to say it. It is his choice that allowed Erdogan to just go forward
sure.
and attack people across the border. They were not engaged in a violent assault on the Turkish Republic. What they were doing is living their lives and creating an independent region.
But and Vera, they have a lot of sand to play with.
They do, apparently, and he doesn't even understand the geography because he doesn't even know what it looks like in a place like northern Syria.
Can I just say one thing, and that is my favorite quote of yesterday was when the speaker, Nancy Pelosi, turned around to the president and said, all roads seem to, with you,
with
seem
you,
to
lead, all roads lead to Putin. Putin. Yep.
Right.
And that photo of her.
I've been saying it over and over and over again. He's in the hands of the Russians here.
Yeah.
Well, and he's driving our allies into the hands of the Russians, and he's driving the region under the control of the Russians. I mean, this is really serious. This is a generational problem that he's created, and he's been enabled by people around him, including, you know, Senator Graham and others who've let him go all of this time and pandered to him. And these are the consequences.
Can I
and
just ask you? Wait, 1 second. Yeah. Can I just go back to and ask this question? Generational. Can you define that for me in terms of why it's a generational problem?
Well, I think that we're going to feel the repercussions of this for a generation because
not fixable right away.
It's not fixable right
You're
away.
You're just talking about his foreign policy. I've been saying his entire presidency.
Oh, absolutely.
And the demeanor of the
absolutely.
Country.
Right, the world is watching. Yeah. There's a realignment. There's a realignment going on because of the way he's dealing with China. There's a realignment in the world going on because of the way he's dealing with North Korea and now in the Middle East. I mean, he set the Middle East on fire, and it's going to take a long time to fix this, just like it's going to take a long time to fix what's happening in the United States.
So if you're a diplomat, a U.S. diplomat, you have no credibility because Trump undercuts you via Twitter. Or right now, he's undercutting his own vice president and Pompeo, who are in Ankara trying to make something happen, apparently. But
it's unclear what they're doing there.
Exactly.
I think they're trying to paper it over.
Yeah. But on the other hand, think about this. President Trump announced he would withdraw troops from Syria. But this is also the intergenerational thing, Teresa. We will have the military back in Iraq within a few years because ISIS will be able to reorganize. And of course, they're feeling empowered by these developments and they're shifting over into Iraq. Wait a minute. Didn't the United States military just fight a long, prolonged, painful campaign? And now it's just foreseeable that the military will be back in at some point by the thousands.
I just want to take a quick,
maybe 10,000.
A quick moment to bring us up to date on the, and we're going to be doing this throughout the morning.
So
please don't get mad at us.
$10,000.
It is, so we have $38,000 to make. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org to go online to do it. And as Alan just said, $10,000 on the table to
from
do
Emily
this.
Emily Fisher.
To bring our lockbox total to $580,000. And this is just all in an attempt to bring us back to regular programming as quickly as we possibly can. The official drive begins on Monday morning at 6 a.m.
And if we can do it, we can have a one-day fund drive.
Absolutely.
And so it's on, as my boy Jonas always used to say to me, it's on you, Dad. It's on everybody. We can make this thing happen if we all get together. But it is so, so important. And we're asking that everybody does anything that they can, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $10,000, as Emily Fisher has done. If we can do this, it's not going to be easy. It's just going to mean now is the moment of truth.
Particularly if you're one of the 90%.
Particularly if you're one of the 90%. But I don't want anybody to think that way of themselves. I want them to think, this is my radio station.
Part of the family.
This is my radio station. And I'm going to do something here. You know, Vera, I was very taken with your analysis of this. And I'm fascinated by what happened in Iraq. There is a question that I have for you. Could you fill everybody in on what exactly that was?
We have a 2-minute warning, but
go ahead.
What do you mean, what was?
What was Iraq? In other words, I think a lot of people have forgotten what that was all about.
Well, you know, it's sort of the entire campaign to remove Saddam Hussein, a brutal mass murderer. We decided to create a new version of Iraq that would be more democratic, which the, you know, in essence, the only area that became more democratic was way up north among the Kurdish population, which also protected Christian, Jewish, and Yazidi communities. And they're in the north, the most stable region, right? We saw while I was in Kurdistan, Iraq, in the south, in Baghdad, very recently, about a week ago, they had massive protests on the streets of Baghdad among the youth population saying, what is going on with all the corruption? Why can't we get jobs after we go to university? Where's all the money going instead of being put into our educational system and our job market, right? So there are all kinds of instability issues. Now, Iran and ISIS, both from both ends, they can stir up a lot of trouble in the region. Now, we have just, Trump has just allowed the Iranians to also reemerge as a great partner for Bashar al-Assad, the slaughterer, the slaughterer of human beings across Syria, right? We are inviting these people back in against our own interests. It is shocking.
We're going to take a pause there. We'll be back. We're going to continue. We have $37,839 to go.
378 of us now can put $100 in. We'll be done.
1-800-323-9262. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. And we're making money. We're looking to fill the lockbox. We are at $542,161, and we have a $10,000 challenge on the line. All of this before 10:30 this morning.
Joe, we will lose that $10,000. How much do we have to go before we get to the end at 10:30?
$37,949.
Folks, I feel fear. I do. I feel fear because I want this radio station to succeed. And I know that if everybody takes it seriously and says, I can do one small part of this, I listen to it, I believe in it, you know, we'll make it. If, in fact, people sit back and say, let somebody else do it, it's what happened. It's why we have a certain president of the United States right now, because people sat down and they didn't do what they had to. Folks, I am afraid. And I am calling on you because we need you now like we've never needed you before to get us that extra $10,000. All you have to do is pick up a phone, 1-800-323-9262. I'm going to give it to you again, 1-800-323-9262. And please understand that we can't continue. We can't have these discussions. We can't have these wonderful panelists. We can't have anything if we don't have a radio station. You know what? In New York City, WBAI is basically gone. That's what happened. And in this particular situation, this is a radio station that has always had your support. If you haven't done it, we're asking that you do it now. 1-800-323-9262. You can hear the fear in my voice. You've always told me you'll have our backs when we need it. We need it now more than anything. Emily Fisher, $10,000. How much do we need, Joe?
We need $37,839, and that's the thing. I don't think I'm telling tales out of school, but it is very slow, and $10,000 is a lot of money to lose.
So let's go, folks. 378 of us. 378 at $100 each, more or less, whatever you can do. Please, it's Joe asking you, it's Alan asking you, it's the panel asking you. We can't have all of this without you. And I ask you to pick up that phone, 1-800-323-9262. It won't be slow. I guarantee you, once you do your thing, the spirit gets in the air and everybody else does it. 1-800-323-9262. Let's do it now. Joe.
We're looking for a whoosh.
We are.
1-800-323-9262. We're in the $37,319 now. We need everybody. WAMC.org, online or at a device near you. WAMC.org, or you can also do it via telephone, 1-800-323-9262. We have staff all over this building, all over the place, ready to take your call.
And thank you, everybody who has done something. I mean, after all, it's not shabby to have raised over $500,000 now. Now, if we could do $700,000 by tomorrow or by Monday morning, we'll have a one-day fund drive. So everybody, put your money in now and let's do it. We received a somewhat nasty letter from somebody who said, stop trying to raise money during this time. No, we'll continue to try to save this radio station as we always had. No apologies. Go away. Thank you.
1-800-323-9262. We're in the 36,000s now. $36,914. Has the whoosh begun? 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org.
Joe, $1,000 is $3 a day.
Yes, sir.
Is this radio station worth $3? Okay, you don't want to do it all at once? Do it partially. We'll let you do whatever you want to do. But whatever you can do, please, let's make it happen now. There's $10,000 on the table, and I cannot let it go in all conscience.
There is, you know, and even on, if you go online, one of the buttons is $365, a dollar a day. Simple as that, a dollar a day, $365, which if we have a lot of people do that, it'll add up quick. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. 37.5 to go, 1-800-323-9262. All right. So, Alan, you have letters here. We'll
Thank you.
Do those, we'll and then letters. We'll I'll keep doing some math, and we'll be good.
Mike says, breach of faith. The latest Gallup poll now shows 52% of those polled favor Donald Trump's impeachment and removal from office. I'm reminded of something Theodore H. White wrote in his book on Nixon and Watergate, breach of faith. Quote, if nothing else, Americans expected that the president will obey the law. I think they are beginning to see that Trump has broken that faith.
Well, in addition to that, I think people are beginning to realize that he works against our national security interests. I think that is fairly clear to people now, because we're in a worse position in the Middle East now than we have been in a while.
Okay, and so, Oliver writes, hello, panel. I view disgraced President Trump's Syria pullout fiasco as a warning shot, a way of saying, try to impeach me and I will burn America's house down. Put our military and our allies' lives at risk, destroy our overseas strategic footholds. Make no mistake, this president is an extreme danger to America.
So what does it say to the panel, but more importantly, what does it say to Trump or the people who judge these things, that the Congress voted 354-60 against his policy? Do you think it moves the what are the ramifications, if any?
I think it enrages him. Through all of this, what Vera, you said, it's clear to everyone. It's not clear to the president. He thinks his letter was a work of genius. He thinks his phone call to the president of Ukraine was perfect. He believes he's doing great. And to me, that's a sign increasingly clear that he has a mental illness. He is demented.
Well, I think he doesn't understand. Sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
I think he doesn't understand the seriousness of the situation. I don't think he understands. He doesn't understand the world. He doesn't understand the implications of his decisions. And I think that these are episodic decisions. They're not well thought out. I think what Speaker Pelosi yesterday was demanding was a plan. And how could they go to the White House and the White House didn't have a plan, yet the Vice President and the Secretary of State are over in Turkey? Well, what are they doing in Turkey if the White House doesn't have a plan?
You're right.
I mean, there is no strategic approach to this crisis.
I know I'm saying the same stuff over and over again. Joe, how many people do we need now at $100 each?
Syria.
35,678.
Think about that.
So 356
people
to answer your question, yes.
To keep this radio station alive and functioning and going. 356 people, and we are talking about a man who I think is convinced me that he has no sense of what being a president of the United States is about the decorum that's involved in it, about the need to get along with allies. Here's a letter from Dan who says, how is the rest of NATO reacting to Turkey's actions?
Well, this is a really interesting conversation, too, because a lot of the Europeans have announced what are, in essence, symbolic measures, stopping delivery of weapons to Turkey. Of course, Turkey is not about to run out of tanks or ammunition anytime soon because they have large stockpiles. But everybody in NATO is deeply concerned about, for example, Incirlik Air Base, which has been used by NATO forces, particularly the United States, where the United States has at least 50 tactical nuclear weapons stored, which are now, in essence, held hostage potentially by the Turkish government, which, by the way, publicly announced that they thought the letter from President Trump was ridiculous, undiplomatic, and arriving too late anyways after the phone call. So, they're ridiculing the United States leadership for this pathetic letter.
That Erdogan's people said that he looked at it, he threw it in the
trash bin. Mm-hmm.
And then went on moving the troops
Correct.
Forward.
Because they're just saying this is out of whatever is acceptable within the norm. They have never seen anything this stupid from a national or international leader.
We're in the 33,000s these now, 33.9. And
all you have to do is be one of them.
It's picking up certainly. So please, please do what you can. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We have $10,000 at stake.
I was going to mention that $10,000 show.
Well, because, you can too.
Because that... thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, $10,000. Think about that, folks. We can do this. We can get to where we're going. We need to get to the $600,000 mark today. To do that, we needed $40,000 this morning. As Ira has said, we've done that before. We can do it today if each person takes a personal responsibility to keep us on the air. Now, there are some people who can do more, some people who can do less, but the one thing we can't afford is to do nothing right now and to stand by. So, Joe, you want me to keep reading or not?
Yeah, read, and we need 337 people at $100. Okay. So 33.7.
That's great. Alan writes, not this Alan, but Trump racism. Obviously, the Syrian decision was a Putin-inspired financial decision. But what doesn't get discussed is that his cavalier attitude towards the people of the region is rooted in his classic racism. He feels their lives aren't worth anything, dismisses them flippantly with a sand comment, etc.
Exactly. He has said they're 6,000 miles away. What do they have to do with us? Not realizing that so is ISIS. ISIS is a direct threat to us, and so are partnerships designed to stop ISIS. And he just throws that away.
I wanted to ask you guys this question because several people have mentioned that this is going to lead to the resurgence of ISIS.
Sure.
There are people out there who don't understand why that is happening, why ISIS will be. Do you want to go on that, Kara?
Well, first of all, can I just tell you a story which might actually make listeners a little bit aware of Turkish support for ISIS? Last time I was in Turkey, it's not really safe for me to go to Turkey for political reasons because of the research that I do on Kurdish communities, but that's a different story. But last time I was in Turkey, I stayed at a hotel where I was deeply surprised in 2016 that when I walked through the lobby, there were a lot of Arabic-speaking militants who had just undergone surgery and were recuperating. They were had missing limbs and very serious surgeries. So I stayed actually in a hotel where ISIS fighters had been channeled, jihadis had been channeled through and retreated by the Turkish government to recover. The Turkish government has surreptitiously worked with those kinds of terrorists.
So the Turkish government is basically encouraging ISIS?
Because they would like ISIS to actually defeat Kurdish militants. Because they're preferring to have an Arab neighbor and a jihadi neighbor rather than Kurdish militants.
Yes.
Because the large minority of Kurds in Turkey is, you know, unsettling questions related to treatment of minorities, borders, border questions. The Kurds, of course, have for a long time pursued a country that would be called Kurdistan.
Sure. A great explanation. I really appreciate that. Joe, I'm sorry to do this to you, but where are we in this whole thing?
318 people, $31,888. So we have $31,000 to go to make the $10,000 challenge.
$10,000, which we're going to lose unless we get this done. You know, a lot of people stop me and they say, I'm not giving money until there's a real major thing. You don't get more major than $10,000 on the table in order to do this. Emily Fisher has said, I'll do that for you. All we need now is 300. You say 318?
I'm going to give you a new total because I think the news got a little bit better. And that is, we need 312.
312 people. Can you be one of the 312 that gets us to where we're going? We don't have a lot of time. We basically have 13 plus 30, 43 minutes, something like that. So please, everybody, just do one thing, whether it's five or 1,000, whatever you can do. Don't leave us standing here because Emily Fisher said, I'll be brave. I'll put 10,000 bucks up if you can do it. I don't want to let her down. She'll never do it again.
We're 30,000 now, 30,800. So
well,
let's do it.
Here we go.
We have to take a break. Please take a moment to do this. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. $10,000 on the table. We have until 10:30 this morning. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Do what you have to do. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. We're doing a little bit of everything this morning. We are talking about the issues, but we are also trying to raise a lot of money. We started needing $40,000. We're now down to $30,000, actually $29,800. And we need, $29,500. I'm sorry. 1-800-323-9262. Panel at WAMC if you'd like to write us. WAMC.org if you would like to help on the lockbox. 1-800-323-9262. Phones are going crazy. We need that to be the momentum for the next 40 minutes if we're going to do this.
And that if is non-negotiable. That's $10,000 from Emily Fisher if we can do it. I want everybody to imagine $10,000 in 20s on a table in front of them. That's a lot of money to keep this place going. We heard from Margaret who says, let's give money in honor of Elijah Cummings. What a great man he was, and what a
shocking,
serious man.
Did anyone know he was that ill?
I did not.
Well, he'd been riding one of the motorized scooters around the Capitol, so I thought he had some health issue.
Well, every time
he had a heart condition,
was that what it was?
Right?
I mean, he's only 68 years old.
And he had very swollen legs. I know that.
And every time he spoke, Vera, every time he spoke, you really felt. This is a man who knew what he was talking about. And here's this president coming after him personally. It's disgusting.
He went after Mattis yesterday, for heaven's sakes.
But, Shere Khopra's family, he just dedicated his life to public service in all different ways. He came from South Carolina, moved to Baltimore, worked in the community, worked as a state legislator. And then since 96, he replaced Mfume in 96 and has just been an incredible leader since then.
Deeply ethical and, just reminds us of what a leader can be like in terms of empathy, in terms of care for community, in terms of thinking through complex issues and coming up with collectively supported solutions.
Well, I think it's a great idea to make that contribution in honor of Elijah Cummings.
Yeah, his memory.
Did I say something right?
I want to go back to a question that Alan asked about why what's happening now will lead to a resurgence in ISIS. I don't think we fully answered that. It's two ways. Yeah. One is that prisoners who have been held under Kurdish control are now free. They're out. They're out doing what they always did before, and they have range of motion now. And second is the narrative, the propaganda that we have supplied to ISIS recruiters who will say the West doesn't care about us. They turn their back on their own friends. This is why they're not reliable, and this is why we have to depend on ourselves. ISIS is your friend. And it happened in the Iraq War, and this is even more insidious. So those are the two ways that you are going to see. And plus, Trump and Erdogan are also saying, ISIS will get out, but they'll just go to Europe. We're even divided. We used to defend Europe, too. That used to be us. Now we have this America First is the worst possible propaganda that we could be handing to ISIS.
And this whole issue with the ideology of ISIS, right? Now we have a lot. We've had a lot of sleeper cells all over Syria, all over the Kurdish regions in Iraq that are ISIS supporters. But now they feel re-empowered, mm-hmm. and they're saying, "This is our time to lash out again." And they will, if they're, you know, successful with a couple of big attacks in the region. They might just inspire some others in Europe and in perhaps even here.
And truly disturbing. I'm sorry, Vera, but it's so important that we get this thing done. What are we down to now?
$24,600. Wow. So it's moving. We're doing well. $24,300 now. Okay, 24-2, but who's counting?
Okay, whatever you can do now, folks. We don't have a lot of time. We have 36 minutes to do this in. Is that right, Joe?
Yes.
About 36 minutes to do this in. If everybody just does one thing, we'll make it. We will make it. We've seen it happen before. Ira pointed out perceptively that this is what happened about a week ago, right? Last Thursday, we made $40,000. Today, as we get up to that $600,000 mark, if we can get to $700,000 by the end of the weekend, we will have a one-day fund drive. I've seen it before, and you know what? It's ours. We all made it together. We all made it together. I heard from somebody this morning saying, "If you have somebody who's super left on the air, I will give you some money." No, that's not the way we're going to play this game. We're going to play it that we have everybody here. Nobody's going to be shut up. Somebody said, "If Rosemary doesn't talk anymore, I'll give money," and I say,
You made that pledge, Alan.
And I say, "Baloney." That's not what this that's what the word panel means. It means we have cross discussion. It means everybody has a chance to say what they want. It's why we have letters coming in, and we read the letters like this one. "I cannot believe what I'm hearing from the left on the Middle East. You people are supporting and advocating for the George W. Bush foreign policy, which Obama only expanded.
Oh, stop.
What do you people feel like Americans have any legitimate role in controlling the region?" And it goes on and on and on. It's too long a letter. Nevertheless, we read that part of it.
$22,900.
I think there's some irony that those of us in this room are more or less the same age. I'm not going to speak for all of them, but
we're virulently
opposed to the war in Vietnam. That's what happened when I was in college. And the thought that we are taking the side of "we can't remove our troops" is certainly ironic.
But no.
There were 1,000 troops there.
I'm not disagreeing that we should leave them there. Okay, go ahead.
Very few.
$22,900.
How much, Joe? How much?
$10,000. It was a delicate balance. It was not a lot of troops. And what Trump did is, with no plan,
yes,
he upset that balance. And as the Times and others said, it was a tinderbox and he lit a match because he's uninformed.
But he did what Putin wanted him to.
And
that's
he wasn't,
the point.
But with no preparation. I mean, look at how our troops, just like with Saigon, they had to rush out, leaving everything there. Yesterday, they had to blow up an airbase. Imagine the cost of blowing up an airbase. This issue that Vera alluded to of the 50 nuclear weapons there, which they're trying to now guard, and which Trump spoke about publicly yesterday when he's not supposed to.
And by the way, now that you've mentioned that, Teresa, does anybody in this room think that this president is above using a nuclear weapon?
No, just a lot of sand, of course.
In order to get himself reelected.
Well, this letter writer, with all due respect, is buying into Republican talking points that if you're arguing against what Trump is doing now, you buy into a war and you want to keep troops there. It's a lie. There are 1,000 troops that were keeping the peace. That
Which
was a stable
that's
area.
1,000 lives.
He's putting 1,800 people, Americans, into risk. Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Far worse situation.
He's not bringing them home. They're moving them.
He's just
moving more troops into the region. And we're getting
and
involved.
And on the wrong side.
Right. And you know, and we're getting involved with Yemen, which is just outrageous.
Just wait till we have a really serious problem again. And we need to get troops back into Iraq because it is in our own interest.
Joe, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry for interrupting, Joe, but it's so important to keep this radio station alive. How much left?
22,000.
22,000. So 220 people now in the next basically 32 minutes. And
correct.
We will make it. I need everybody, Alan, Joe is asking, Rosemary, Teresa, we're all asking, Vera, if we can, Ira, if we can all just do this, we'll keep this thing alive. Let's go. Let everybody put something in, whether it's five or it's a thousand, or as Joe said, it's a dollar a day. Is WMC worth a dollar a day? Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it done. We're getting close. I can feel it. I can feel the rush.
$21,873, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, $21,873.
Fast letter. Trump lives in a world of walled exclusion, country clubs and private estates. He has no skill or awareness of the common good, in quotes, or a world of inclusion. His actions in the past 2 weeks show a disdain for the human condition and a disregard for international partnerships. He only has one club in his bag, the deal. The deal is inherently driven by quid pro quo. In capital letters, he really does not understand why he can't use that club.
I think the focus now has to be on enablers as opposed to him. We know he's beyond his depth. And the question is, what contains this and how can we negotiate through this in the best way possible? I think Ira's focus on the House vote earlier was very important.
Yep.
And now there's going to be a Senate vote and the House vote, Democratic controlled, expected, but lots of Republican support. And I was intrigued on the Senate side. Senator Todd Young, who's a Republican from Indiana,
and you
is
work
the co-sponsor.
There.
Yes,
you know.
I did work in the Senate. And it's interesting that they picked Todd Young of Indiana, Mike Pence from Indiana. Who is the Republican lead sponsor on this? A senator from Indiana. Mm-hmm. And he's on foreign relations, but he's not the chair. And it will be interesting to see if there's a strong bipartisan Senate review.
How much, Joe? How much?
We have $21,653 to raise. We have a half hour to do it in.
We
have to go to a news break. So during that time, make the most of it. Please do whatever you can. $10,000 on the table, and we lose that $10,000 if we don't make $21,500 or so between now and 10:30. So do whatever you can. Do it quickly. Do it.
Do it. Just
very,
do it.
Very fast.
Do it.
Do it. Yeah. I can't say that. You can say that. 1-800-323-9262. Highlight. Trademark. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org. WAMC.org. We'll be right back. Good morning.
Oh,
welcome
much,
back.
Huh?
Hey, thanks for asking. It's $17,791 to go.
Say again.
$17,791 to go. Think about that. We had 40,000. We now need $17,791.
If everybody gets on, if everybody will just get on a phone and make us whole. Ladies and gentlemen, as Ira has pointed out, we've done it once before. Last Thursday, we can get $40,000. Emily Fisher, God bless her, and I mean that. Mm. We'll give $10,000 if we can make this. And right now, it's anybody's guess whether we can. If you, and I mean you, can do one little thing, whether it's a dollar or $10,000 or $1,000, $3 a day, or $1, $365, whatever it is, that's great. You know, when I became the head guy here, we had $25. Give $25. We said, no, give whatever you can in order to get this thing done. And so that's what it is, folks. Get to a phone. 1-800. We're so close. 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262. Joe, where are we?
$16,806 to go.
It's
we have 22 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262.
We can do it.
1-800-323-9262.
Do you want some letters?
Sure, let's do some letters.
Okay. On Morning Edition this morning, said Ellen, an advisor to Turkey president said he viewed President Trump's letter as a joke and didn't take it seriously. She mentioned the language and lack of finesse as a factor, and that's from Ellen in Mayo Pack. You know, I've been thinking about this whole thing as to whether he's sending his vice president, he's sending Pompeo, whoever else, over there. It's all a bunch of baloney as far as I'm concerned. He started the whole thing.
There were all sorts of reports yesterday that the media was delayed airing this letter because they had to confirm that it was actually a real letter.
Right.
Nobody believed it was true.
Yeah, most people contacted me and said, is that from The Onion? Are you seriously putting that on social media? And I said, it's real.
Yeah,
can
you imagine the President of the United States?
Call you later.
The letter writer.
Go ahead, Teresa.
See you at the malt shop.
The letter writer has an important point there. That was an astounding interview this morning with mm-hmm. this Turkish foreign minister, minister of defense. Who is she?
Mm-hmm. Spokesperson.
It was an extraordinary rebuke of U.S. policy.
Yeah.
I think that the question again is, well, what is the U.S. going to do about this? How do we stabilize the situation? Mm-hmm. We go back to what Speaker Pelosi said to President yesterday. Mm-hmm. What is your plan?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We're getting close, Joe. How close?
$15,971.
But we need it in the next, 21 minutes?
21 minutes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
10:30 this morning.
I'm asking you, there's $10,000 on the table from Emily Fisher if we can do this. I don't want to lose it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I love her and I love what she's done for us, but I think everybody can do something right now. There are so many of us, it doesn't seem like that many people, but if each person does what they can, we'll make it. 1-800-323-9262. Keith says, Turkey is using militia forces in Syria. Many of the militia forces that Turkey is paying are former al-Qaeda fighters, the same al-Qaeda that flew airplanes into the World Trade Center in 2001. Mm-hmm. How does Trump's withdrawal make the Middle East, the United States, and the world safer? That's from Keith.
Very good comment, Keith. Thank you for that. On that note, I wanted to mention, in memory of a wonderful Kurdish woman leader, her name was Hevrin Khalaf. She was secretary general of a pro-Kurdish Future Syria party. She was 35 years old. Turkish militia forces dragged her out of a car along with her driver and assassinated her.
Oh boy.
Turkish militia forces have committed war crimes, and we need to remember that at some point, this Erdogan government should be held responsible for the crimes that have been committed.
19 minutes to go. Steve says the letter. Many elements of the letter are disturbing, and let's not gloss over the fact that he included a letter from the general who delivered to POTUS as a confidential, I'm sure, and now revealed freely, a great deal maker, a complete idiot. Your choice, panel. Oy vey.
Well, you know, Rosemary mentioned this earlier about what he had to say about Mattis, but that was really concerning. I thought, because was it Schumer that said,
your own general said this.
Yeah. And let's go back to when
he's
appointed.
Third rate.
And let's go back to the point where he, and I remember it as for yesterday, he appointed Mattis and talked about one of the greatest generals in the history.
Typical narcissistic behavior, though. You get someone who you think agrees with you and you build them up into a hero, and then they disappoint you and he wrecks them. And
Joe,
that's what he's done now.
The world's most overrated general. You know why? He wasn't tough enough. I captured ISIS. Mattis said it would take 2 years.
I called him a weenie for that. Yeah.
But the amazing thing is that he uses the term I. What has he done?
1-800-323-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the precipice of being able to make this. If you can do one thing to help out, all we need are, Joe?
We need, right now, it's $14,000.
Oh, whoa.
1-800-323-9262.
Getting close. Everybody on a phone, or if you can't get through on a phone, go to WAMC.org. It's all time stamped, and it will all count.
$14,366, to be exact.
Well, that's fantastic. Okay, we're into the 14s now. Everybody on a phone, and we will make it. But we won't make it unless you do your thing, and I just hope everybody gets how important this radio station is right now. I do apologize for interrupting, but no apology, because it is so important that we get where we're going.
Are we wishing this will all work out?
Wishing, yeah. Yes, we are wishing.
We are wishing.
Wishing upon a star. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262.
I got a new total?
Yes, we do. And that total is $14,287.
Okay, that means 142, I think, people will
Correct.
Make it happen. That seems like not that many, but we only have 17 minutes to do it in.
Correct.
It's not going to be easy. Let everybody get on a phone now. I need you to push, and push. 1-800-323-9262.
We're in the 13,000s now, Alan. 13,900.
Be one of 139.
Yep. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, to do it online.
The reason we're pushing this hard is that if we can do this, if we could get to the $700,000 mark before Monday morning at 6 a.m., we will, in fact, have a one-day fund drive. But it's going to mean everybody does this historic thing. Are we always going to do this? No, we're not. We're doing it this time because we are in the middle of Giuliani land. We're in the middle of the kind of things that we've been discussing here in Turkey and what's happening. We need everybody on a phone now to keep us solid. And I know you'll do it. And I know you hear me because that's who you are.
$13,371 now. We have 15 minutes to make $13,000. $371, and we will get $10,000 from Emily Fisher.
We will. We love Emily Fisher.
And we'll be at $590,000 in the lockbox.
We can do this. Everybody, let us all do everything that you can do in order to make us the radio station that you hope we will be. Can we do things better? We can. But look at this remarkable panel who are here today. Teresa, who has done so much and knows the Senate, knows the House, and Vera, who has just come back from the very area we're talking about. Where do you get that? And Ira, who, you know, brings his sagacious wit and ability to all of this. And, of course, our wonderful Rosemary, who never, ever lets anybody shut her up. And I agree with her for that.
And lived in the region.
Yeah.
So can we just ask if Giuliani is on Erdogan's payroll?
You can ask anything you want. I'm more concerned it's Trump on somebody, Putin's.
Somebody else's payroll. So let me tell you a quick funny story. When I was in Kurdistan, Iraq, we had an international panel on, you know, regional interests. And, of course, a Russian speaker was also invited. So afterwards at dinner, we were all talking about the possibility if, in fact, Trump could be reelected. And everybody had sort of comments on that. And then the Russian speaker, the Russian analyst said, well, with a little bit of help from Putin, it can happen.
Exactly.
So, you know, he was joking about it, but we all knew that the Russians know exactly what Putin is involved in.
Or as Freud once said, there is no joke. So,
the funniest jokes are the ones that are based in reality, right?
Yeah. Joe, where are we, Joe?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. $11,330 is what we need.
We don't want to lose it for
$11,000. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are.
13 minutes.
In 13 minutes, that's going to be very easy to do at $1,000 a minute. Now, let me just ask you, is WAMC worth your future? Is it worth your kids' future? Are we going to discuss climate change again and again and again? Are we going to do what others fear to do or don't do? You know what? Are we worth $3 a day? Are we worth $1,000? I think there will be some people out there who say, yeah, Alan, we are. Or how? And they'll say, we are, meaning you're in on it too. A dollar a day is $365, as has already been pointed out, and it's so important that we do that. Or as Teresa has told us this morning, what about your latte every day? How much does a latte cost these days? A lot of money, right?
Depending on your latte provider, but it can be anywhere from like $2 to $28.
$1-800-323-9262,
$10,800.
Oh, boy.
$10,500, exactly.
Okay, now this is Emily Fisher, $10,000 if we can do this.
So right now you're matched.
Right
we
now
need $10,000. You get $10,000.
You speak sagacious words. You are so right. We're matched.
Ira, you and I, sagacious.
You're two of us in
there. 1-800-323-9262. $10,000 in 10 minutes, and we get $10,000.
Yes.
All right. That's $1,000 a minute. We can do it. We've done it. Let's do it.
Let's. You know, everybody looks into their own self and says, can I do this? Can I just come up with some money to do this in? And we will. And let's not forget, there are a few of the Aren't there, Joe, a few of the
Capitol steps
left?
Yes, sir. Two tickets to the Capitol steps Friday, November 1st, and it's at the Egg, and it's at 7:30, and it's a big party. All of WAMCers that get together. I think this is the sixth time we've done it. It's always a big deal, and we would love for you to be a part of it. 1-800-323-9262.
But most importantly is we want that $10,000 from Emily Fisher. You know, so how much do we need?
We need $9,000.
Oh, boy.
We need $9,400.
Oh, boy. So 94 people. If you could be one of 94, if you could do $1,000 now, if you could do 365, if you could do five, if you could do one, whatever it is, we're egalitarian here. We need your help, and we need it now. You know, in just a few minutes, it won't count.
11 minutes.
Towards that Emily Fisher, $10,000.
$7,500, that one.
$7,500, and we have only 11 minutes to do it in. I need everybody on a phone, or as we say around here, dive, 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 dive. 1-800-323-9262. I can't emphasize enough how important you are and how much we love everybody. But right now, Emily Fisher says $10,000 if we can do this, and we have to do it before 10:30. Joe?
$7,400 right now. 1-800-323-7,405 is what
okay.
we need.
So if you could do whatever you can do, I'm counting on you to say, could you meet me in the street? You say all the time, I always wait for the challenges, Alan. Well, here is a wonderful challenge. Here is a $10,000 challenge if we can do this. And, you know, you got to, as Pete's saying, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it for yourself. Nobody here can walk it for you. 1-800-323-9262. And wherever you are, this is the time, because in just a few minutes, this opportunity to get that $10,000 is gone. Right, Joe?
$7,270. We have 9 minutes left to make $7,000.
We can do this. $7,000. We can do this. And if we can do this and get that $10,000, how much will we have?
We will have $590,000 in the lockbox.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, that is just extraordinary. And then tomorrow, if we can make another $100,000, we'll be at the $700,000 mark. And I guarantee you that'll be a one-day fund drive.
That'll be amazing.
So why is it important to have this go so fast? Because we have to be there to talk about Giuliani and what's happening to him and his associate who just flew into, I think, Kennedy in order to surrender to the federal authorities. My question is, how long does anybody in this room think that it will be before Donald Trump starts to give out pardons? To people like Manafort, to people who are in jail, who are covering for him. This is very dangerous. I think he knows that if he starts to pardon these guys, he's cooked. I think he knows he's cooked.
In theory, you'd have an attorney general, mm-hmm. and you would have a chief of staff and others around him who help him think through the error of his ways.
I remember those days.
But unfortunately, you know, we don't have that situation.
Okay. Well, the answer to your question is the day after the election, if he wins, he'll start pardoning. If he loses, excuse me, he'll start pardoning them all.
Seven and a half minutes. Well, remember that he is going to face criminal charges. We know that. Once he is not the president anymore. Yeah. And he's got to know that. And he's got to know if he starts pardoning everybody, it won't go well for him.
I think it's important to remember where we are now because of the power of the vote. People voted in the last election. They voted in a Democratic majority in the House. And that Democratic majority started to hold this president accountable and, you know, the Trump-Pence administration accountable.
Now, you're a Senate
People
expert.
People need to vote.
You're a Senate expert.
Former Senate staffer and House staffer. I work for the House Judiciary Committee,
yes,
actually.
Yes, I know. Do you think there could be a
$5,000. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
$5,000. $5,000.
7 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a possibility of flipping the Senate to the Democrats?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And those guys who are sitting up there, those Republicans who've been doing the Trump platitudes, have got to be a little bit worried because there's going to come that moment when they're going to have to hold up their hand one way or another on this impeachment, right?
Right.
In which they could really go down in flames.
Right. I think if they could figure out a way to thread the needle to remove Trump and have Pence be president, they would, but that's not possible, and Trump is making sure that that doesn't happen.
He threw Pence under the bus.
Right.
Well, I was
going to
say just the opposite. Much like with Nixon, if the train seems inevitable that he could get impeached, the Senate looks like it's switching, wouldn't he pull a Nixon and resign, because then the Republican successor is more likely to pardon him than the Democrat presidential successor.
I can't envision Trump resigning. And I think
it's hard to
President
believe.
Nixon understood.
How much?
$4,000.
$4,000. Let's go.
Even though he violated, he understood the Constitution. He understood the implications of what mm-hmm. was happening. I just don't think Trump is that person.
Except that he will, if and there's a lot of ifs here, but if it looks like he is going to be sent to jail and his only out is to have somebody pardon him, that somebody has got to be Pence. It's not going to be whoever on that field of Democrats.
No, he believes he can pardon himself.
Remember that Pence is looking at a picture of Jerry Ford on his wall.
Right.
And he's also complicit, though.
Don't you think
it's important that the public vote Trump out?
Yes.
I mean, I think
mm-hmm.
there needs to be.
Yes, I agree.
It's a tough
you.
Needle to thread, because on the one hand, you want to protect the Constitution, which he's violating, so hold him accountable. But you need a public vote that says this mm-hmm. is not who we are.
4 minutes. How much?
We need about $3,000.
$3,000 now.
We're counting the late returns.
$3,000. That means 30 people at 100 or 3 or 4. Come on now, at 1,000. Are you worth keeping this democracy alive?
We only have 4 minutes to do this in. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
I wanted to mention one thing also that's putting a bit of pressure on Pence, and the evangelical vote is beginning to sort of fracture on the periphery. Christian minorities in Syria are being bombed as well.
Right.
Okay, Joe?
$2,000.
$2,000. We only have 3.5 minutes to do it in. I need everybody on a phone now. 1-800-323-9262. And in a true Trumpian fashion, I want to apologize to everybody. I said, I need, we need. 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262. You know, if we lost it over $2,000, that would suck.
1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-WAMC. $1,500 now. $1,500. 3 minutes. Let's go.
And Alan, I think what else we need that you talked about is we need Bloomberg to get into this race. And I really applaud you for talking about
it. We don't need any more.
Yes, we
do.
No more choices.
We need Bloomberg in this race. Alan. Alan's right.
What do you think?
Teresa is entitled to her opinion.
That's what I said. What do you think he will add to it?
I think we need to send a signal around the globe right away that somebody who understands the world, he knows the leaders of the world, he's great on climate, he's great on guns, he's great on innovation, he's great on infrastructure.
He's also 78 years old.
None of the other candidates have that?
He'd be an interim president.
He's not running for president.
He'd be a...
Who told you that?
I think he's the transitional person that we need. This is the same guy who bullied
the New York City Council to extend it into term limits.
Exactly.
That's another fan.
Is the worst thing on his record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fact that he bought his way into a third term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the guy a lot, as Teresa has indicated, but I truly think that was a huge mistake. You know, along the lines of a Biden with a Hunter Biden, I think that people make big mistakes in their lives. Joe, how much?
How much?
We're very, very close. We need you right now. I'm waiting because the numbers are going quick, but we have 2 minutes to go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Hurry, hurry, hurry. $10,000 at stake. What can you do?
Emily Fisher.
WAMC.org. 1-800-323-9262. $10,000. To put up $10,000.
And to get 40. And it looks like, with everybody participating right now,
we're
going to make it.
Oh, my goodness.
1-800-323-9262.
I think the other number we can't forget is that Trump and Pence raised $124 million in the last quarter. That's a, that means
way
a business.
More than any Democrat.
$124
yeah, people
million.
People are buying
dollars.
What they need.
The Democrats have got to coalesce sooner than later. It's just these, yeah. this, these debates are not helping their cause.
Ira, you are so smart.
They've got to focus these debates on how they're going to defeat Trump, not yeah. how they're going to attack each other. Yeah. And Sanders has got to get out of the race, as do a number of the
oh,
others.
Oh, here comes the mail.
Teresa yeah. is entitled to her opinion.
Ira's entitled to my opinion.
That is Teresa.
She's gone now.
All right.
How are we doing, Joe?
We have a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we made our challenge.
Yay!
We got
Thank
the $10,000 challenge.
Thank you, everybody.
Counting the $10,000, we are $7,654 away from $600,000.
Wow!
Holy moly!
In the
wow.
box. All right. So keep going. Every dollar we do now is less that we have to do on Monday.
And as I said, Joe, if we can get to $700,000, we will have a one-day fund drive.
Wow. So how about we come back and do this again tomorrow?
All right.
Okay. Well, we're done. Ira Fussfeld, Vera Carius Kelly, Teresa Bourgeois, and Rosemary Armeo, thank you very much. Alan, we'll do it again tomorrow. Keep giving. Do whatever you can do. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We'll be back.